Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Arbage from Lord of the Harvest Church in Amsterdam, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. First, want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. This really is the most wonderful time of the year, a blessed, glorious time in which we celebrate the birth of our Savior, of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to draw your attention now to a tremendous verse in Luke's gospel, Luke chapter 2, verse 11, where the angels say to the shepherds, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And I always like to point out the fact that who was born unto us is a Savior, right? Unto you, meaning us as people, we all need this Savior. But unto you is born this day a Savior, because that is what we most need as fallen men. The Bible describes our sin as completely depraved. We are enemies of God. We are dead in our sin. We are so thoroughly sinful that we cannot even really begin to fathom just how wicked we are in our human nature, the natural man, the enemy of God. And what we most needed then was a Savior from that, a Savior from ourselves, a Savior from our sin. What we most needed was not a great prophet, though Jesus is, or a great teacher, though Jesus is, or a great man, though Jesus is, or a political ruler, or a king, all these things Jesus is. But what we most needed was a Savior. What we most need is a Savior from our sin, which is why unto us was born a Savior. But who is this Savior? And why could he be the Savior? Well, the angel says, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." You see, the Savior is the Lord. Christ is the Lord. When we celebrate Christmas, when we remember Christmas, we're not really celebrating a helpless baby, though Jesus came and was born as a baby, fully God, fully man. We're celebrating and remembering and glorifying the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who left heaven, left his glory, humbled himself to come to this earth to become man, to die on a cross for our sins. We're celebrating the King of Glory. We're celebrating the Lord. We're remembering that it wasn't a man who died on the cross for our sins. It wasn't just a regular man born so long ago in Bethlehem. It was the Lord. We are celebrating and remembering the Lord, Christ the Lord. And hopefully in our lives today, we are submitting to Christ the Lord. Hopefully today, Christ the Lord is the Savior from our sin. If you want to know if you're saved or not, ask yourself this question: am I submitting to Christ the Lord in my life? That's really what salvation is. Am I submitting to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? We should want all of Christ for all of life, not only for our lives, but for every single thing in this world. The Lord is the Lord of it already. We want him to be glorified as Lord of it. And during this Christmas season, while we're celebrating with our families, with our churches, with our children, while we're enjoying all the blessings that God gives, hopefully we are remembering and submitting to our Lord, celebrating our Lord, celebrating his gospel, celebrating the fact that the Lord, that Christ the Lord came to meet our greatest need, which was a Savior from our sin. "For unto you, you sinful man, you sinful woman, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." May we celebrate and honor that Savior today and every day. May we humble ourselves before him as he humbled himself to save us from our sin. Merry Christmas once again, and thank God that unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And I'm Pastor Mike Arbage from Lord of the Harvest Church in Amsterdam, New York, your pastor for the day.